This meeting is now being recorded.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is number 33 meeting of the Support Organisation and Advisory Committee Accountability Subgroup meeting of the Work Stream 2, and it is the 14th of September at 1900 UTC. Hopefully a few more people will join us on our call as we start at the top of the hour, but we do have a number of people and certainly sufficient to start our call already joined. Thanks everybody for that. We have at least one person who is only on audio and is not in the Adobe Connect room. That is Sebastian Bachelot, and we've noted that. Is there anyone else who isn't in the Adobe Connect room but only in via the telephone link? If so, let yourself be known now. Not hearing anyone, we will assume that we can take the roll call from the Adobe Connect participants list. Is there anybody who has an update to their statement of interest that needs to be made? Again, not hearing anybody, we will move on to the next piece of our administration, which is where I ask you all to please, when you make an intervention for the sanity of us all reading the records later, both the captioning and, of course, listening to the audio file, if you can make sure you state your name clearly at the beginning of your intervention, and then if you could also speak as clearly and as well-paced as you can, so that the captioner can capture your words as accurately as possible, remembering that captioning is a best effort record and that we will also be making notes from today's call, and you'll have the opportunity, of course, to look at those notes as they turn up in the captioning pod. And if your system supports the transcription, you can watch the transcription as it goes through. And I want to thank everybody again for making sure that the interventions are as timely and as to the topic as possible. We will also make a suggestion as we need to wrap up, if at all humanly possible today, our work on our final report for the plenary. Plenary must receive our documentation by the 20th of August, if we are to complete our timeline as planned for its consideration in the plenary meeting of the 27th. So if we are taking multiple interventions from people, we will, after, say, two or three interventions from one person, give a preference to a new speaker over a speaker who has already said anything on a particular topic, and we would ask that you do your best to keep down to a shorter time as possible. We won't put a timer on things, but if needs be, we will do a 5, 3 or 2 minute timer as needs be. With all that administration and any apologies that have gone to the list will also be noted for the file, I think that takes our purpose of today's call over as well. So I'm now going to ask if Steve and Fazane, and they're both on the line, so I might just go to Steve first, would like to briefly update us on the few editorial changes that have been made to the document based on last week's meeting, between now and last week's meeting, also looking at any of the list traffic that happened and any changes that were made with the list traffic. Over to you, Steve.
Thank you, Cheryl. Steve Del Bianco here. On our last call, we only made a few edits to the document to clean up some inconsistencies. For instance, we had said there were 25 best practices or good practices, and we were up to 28 or 29, so I made some edits to that. And then the promise made to all of you on the last call was to circulate for broader input the question on whether to add a good practice for term limits. To add a good practice for term limits. And the discussion at the end of the last call was one where we debated the merits of saying consider term limits versus impose term limits. And I made the point that in nowhere else in our good practices do we say that it's a good practice to consider something. Instead, our good practices are objectively recommended as things worth doing. There are practices that are good, which implies it's a good idea to implement them if they're applicable, with the appropriate caveat about who gets to decide whether it's applicable and an improvement over good practices that they already have in an SONAC. So we put that out, as promised, asking the question, who would support or object to a good practice called an ACNSO group that elects its officers should impose term limits? And I'll put that in the chat in case anybody didn't catch that. So that was put out for question. We had four replies. Dr. Crocker came back with without an opinion, but a report about the degree to which the SSAC, his group, had considered term limits. Others disagreed, perhaps, with Steve Crocker's interpretation on that, but it's merely an example and not a position. Then we had Aubrey Doria, who suggested that she thought it should be consider, and I replied to Aubrey explaining that consider is in none of the other practices. There, that same thing I went over just a moment ago, and Aubrey said she would support consider. And then Nigel came back and suggested that not in favor of term limits, but would be okay if it said consider. Alan Greenberg said he could live with consider. So we only have three substantive replies from the entirety of our SOAC list, which is rather long. And I would say that all three of the replies could live with consider as opposed to impose. You know that my view is a good practice should be objectively good, and the word consider being the verb, it's rather meaningless to me. So I am in an interest of getting us to completion so that we can close this report and get it to the plenary in time, I too would support the term consider. And I'll put that back into the chat now. So this is the chat now shows an ACSO group that elects its officers should consider term limits. And that would be the good practice and the participation section, bringing us to 29 good practices. So, Farzi, anything to add to that recap of what happened since our last call?
No, thank you, Steve. I have nothing to add.
Great. Cheryl Langdonor, the other rapporteur, agreed with me, and as you all know, we've been debating this back and forth among the rapporteurs, and I think that we attempted to maintain the integrity at a very high level on what are good practice recommendations, so that the recommendations themselves are implementable and are inherently good. But in this case, to try to find consensus with our group, Cheryl and I are willing to go along with Nigel and Alan to say that consider could live there, and I think that was Avery's point of view. I think we'll stop there, and Cheryl, I'll turn it back over to you to manage the queue.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And thank you, Farzi. I'm certainly you can see that the rapporteurs can agree to disagree, but certainly agree that with the appropriate language, and indeed the language that those on the list did support going through, we can find text that we can agree upon to complete, we hope, our report so that this can go to the plenary in a timely manner. Taking a cue now, I see Cavus, but first of all, I just want to make sure that Sebastian, who is on mute, if he has any opinion and he is able to come off mute while he is only on audio, that he can just speak and make an intervention at any time that works for him. It is to try and manage hands up, hands down. So, Sebastian, I know you're listening. If you want to make an intervention,
thank you.
Please.
Thank you, Cheryl. I just came on mute. I am driving, but the sound may be not very good. Sorry for that. I will agree with your proposal. Even if I think we could tweak the way we talk about that, but it's not the right time to do that. For me and for the group, I think it's better to go to the plenary with consider, and therefore I will support the last proposal made by the rapporteur. Thank you, and thank you for asking me, Cheryl. Very appreciate.
No problem, Sebastian. This is Cheryl speaking. I've travelled many hundreds of kilometres on conference calls, so I certainly know the challenges when one is driving. Thank you for that, and we note, and I think it was captured quite accurately by the transcription, so we have noted your opinion and that you can concur with the use of the term consider. Caboose, you had your hand up. Over to you.
Excuse me, thank you very much. I have the answer. Bernie gave me the answer, so I don't have any more comments. Thank you.
Cheryl Vandenor for the record again. Good, thanks, Caboose. I just want to make sure that you didn't have an additional comment that you wanted to say. Yes, obviously, the language does say if the AC or SO or component part has any election, then the term limit as term defined by them is what we are referring to. But it is important that we get our language right and as agreed to by consensus as possible, so that we have a strongly supported set of text in our documents as we go through to our plenary. With that, and that I think was our major piece of change or new language that we needed to bring through very much as a, I guess, as a first reading or as a final edit to the document. I'm just going to ask again, is there anyone on the queue who wishes to have a comment in general or on any particular part of our report? You all have scrolling rights. It's only a single. We haven't loaded the document. We've only got our agenda up at the moment. Perhaps, if possible, we should bring up our report document just so we know for the record that people can roll through and just double check anything at all. We thank you very much for that, and I believe you all have scrolling rights. If you are going to make a comment or an intervention, if you would please let us know at the beginning of your intervention what page it is you're referring to. We can all scroll to that particular point. Not seeing any hands being raised, and I must say, yes, I now see Caboose. Thank you. Caboose, over to you.
Yes, I think the question raised by Steve saying that do we need any public comment on that? I don't think that it did anything. What we have done is clarifications, if not major changes. I don't think that we need any more public comments, and we submitted that to the committee after the readings is finished or are finished in our group. So I don't think that we should inform plenary that we need another public comment. We could say that the changes are not significant, which justify to have public comments. If everybody in our group agree with that we submit it to the plenary. Thank you.
Cheryl Langdon, for the record, thank you very much for that, Caboose. That was actually the next point in our agenda that, that I was going to head to, but we will note that as your input now for this next agenda item that we'll be moving to. With this, the rapporteurs can undertake to you all that as there has been no significant changes, as Steve Del Bianco has noted in the chat, in the last 10 days, that this final piece of editing can be done extremely quickly, that the document, as it is written, with the final edit regarding the matter of recommendation, good practice number 29, will be done, and this will be turned around before close of business in the US today, and will be in the hands of our fabulous MSSI staff, and therefore be able to get onto the plenary agenda in a timely manner and hopefully distributed to the plenary at the earliest possible time. Our next step formally is to do exactly as Caboose has just outlined, and that is to discuss amongst ourselves and come to a consensus whether or not we believe any of these changes since our last public comment of the document and draft report are so significant that we believe there will be a requirement for another round of public comments. In our agendas, since we have reconvened and dealt with the input from the public comments that we received, we have had as a standing agenda item a note that indicates that in our opinion this is not the case. Let me be clear what we're stating here. And as Caboose has already intervened on, it is the opinion of, and we have listed it on all of our agendas up until this time, since we have reconvened, that the changes we have made as a result of public comment input are not, I repeat, not significant enough to merit our final report requiring a second public comment. I'm now going to put that to the meeting for a hopefully consensus call which will confirm that view. How I'm going to put that to the meeting now is ask, is there anyone who believes that our document as a final report should be subject to a second public comment because of the significance of our editorial changes? If you believe that, please make yourself known now. Sebastian, if you believe that, just speak up. I'm looking for hands. I hear nothing from Sebastian. I hope that's not a lack of instability. And I see no hands. Leave it another few seconds. I hear driving noises, I think. That could be Sebastian making sure that he's up with it.
Cheryl, we don't hear you well. Hello?
Okay, I apologise. I was actually waiting in silence for a few moments to make sure anyone who wishes to make an intervention could do so. I think the silence is telling. I will then suggest that we do have a consensus on the fact that we do not believe that our document should be requiring another round of public comments. And with that particular relief, I must say, on my account, with that particular consensus call completed, I am unaware if there was any other business in required for the finalisation of our documentation. If there is anybody who believes anything more needs to be done, please say so now. Uh, Caboose, do you believe something more needs to be done as we finalize that?
Please go ahead. I'm sorry. Is it our first reading or a second reading? Just I lost the trust, the trace of this because there are so many meetings. Was it the first reading or the second reading? Thank you.
Cheryl Langdonell, for the record here, I think it's the umpteenth reading in some ways, but it certainly is the second and final reading. The only new text, which was a minor editorial change, and I trust all agree with that, is the discussed terms from last week and the addition of consensus based on the, sorry, not consensus, on consider in the term limits good practice number 29, as was proposed during the list traffic and confirmed today. This is a final reading and it will result in a document that will be going for plenary consideration at its meeting on the 27th of September. So if we are in agreement now, this will be the completion of our reporting and our work in creating a report for the plenary. Obviously, the plenary can and perhaps may send it back to us for additional work. But this is a milestone, not an ending. Okay? Steve, over to you and then back to Caboose.
Thank you, Cheryl. Steve Del Bianco. So to clarify, I believe we are going to be sending three documents to the plenary for the 20th of September. One document is the updated report. I've already made the changes on draft 3.3. The second would be a red line, comparing that to what the plenary last approved in May. And the third document would be our response to public comments, to that long table, color-coded columns that we all put together in the last several weeks. So I hope that covers it. If anyone has other suggestions, let us know. But that would be the package I would put together. And your rapporteurs then will consult the notes to know what the transmittal email would look like. In other words, we would describe the quantity of meetings that were held, the notion that we do not believe it is significant changes to the report to merit another round of public comment. And we would report a consensus support for both the public comment response as well as the updated report itself. So, Cheryl, I'm taking that as our marching orders for rapporteurs and staff, unless anyone else has other point of view. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Cheryl Langdonell, for the record. Yes, that certainly fits with my understanding of the work in front of the rapporteurs and what we would be doing. Obviously, the plenary, in receipt of its package from us, would then be considering our final report and associated documentation for their first reading. And as I said, it may very well be that the plenary may make some suggestions and changes and send some things back to us. If that's the case, we will convene meetings and we will get on with the job of doing that. But it would be going to the plenary as our final package of reporting for their plenary's first considerations. Caboose, over to you. Steve, I'm assuming the hand is still up. I'll come back to Steve's seat. Caboose?
Yes, sure. I think if you have finished this and it is a final session on this issue, unless plenary send something back to us, which I don't hope so. I don't believe that there is. But let me take this opportunity saying that our meeting had a high and low situation. We dispute with each other. We argue each other. We exchange views sometimes a little bit more than what's necessary. But in fact, this is a time that, although I make it at plenary, to express our deep and sincere appreciations to the co-chairs, starting from you, with your patience, competence, and sometimes the ruling, sometimes being like an admiral, a commander, and so on and so forth, to to receive a very, very competent devotion of Steve, so much work, so much energy, enthusiasm, and to Farzaneh, who prepared so many input documents and discussing. So I think that perhaps I could speak, perhaps because of my seniority in age, on behalf of the people, those who are present at this meeting, or the other calls that accept all these. And in addition also, the ICANN staff, Brenda, always with us, always coming and reminding ourselves what to do. And Bernie, always keeping the time, saying that about the hours, you have 2 minutes, you have 5 minutes. Thank you very much for all. That was a very, very good, constructive meeting and good collaboration and good collective efforts for this report, which I am sure that will serve the purposes which we are voting about and will provide the community a good way how to use this good practice where applicable. Thank you.
Sure, Elaine, and off the record, well, thank you very much, Caboose. I'm sure I speak on behalf of all of the rapporteurs in this group, and I note that Farzaneh has already thanked you in chat. We do deeply appreciate that your comments today, and I'm very glad to have them in the record. I think that I can also speak on behalf of them when I say I think this work group, whilst certainly some of my timeline has been extended a little longer than I had ideally hoped it would, we have worked quite robustly at times, as you said, but very effectively and efficiently as best we can under the circumstances to bring things very close to our planned timelines in everything we have done to date. What you describe, of course, is simply a healthy system at a bottom-up and multi-stakeholder consensus model that is building consensus amongst often a variety of views. And it is a part of what makes ICANN interesting, sometimes occasionally challenging, but I would say ultimately rewarding. And to that end, obviously I want to start, I wasn't planning on wrapping up just yet, so I don't want to start a whole round of most humble thanks between everybody. We may very well end up reconvened if plenary do come back. But it is, I think, well noted that we have had a few very consistent and highly contributed members that should be noted, and I think we will note formally to the plenary our particular thanks for those of you from our much larger number of members on our list traffic on our list who have been consistent contributors. And if I look down today's participant list, I'm pretty well sure I see most of you, if not all of you, there. So we will deal with that when we get to plenary. Thank you for your thanks, and I note others agreeing in the chat. As we wish to finish today's agenda, and in a perfect world we could do so, allowing a shorter than planned meeting. With that, we have had an excellent description of the package of goods that will be now created by the rapporteurs and go obviously copy to our list. And off to the staff to give to the normal process of inclusion for plenary documentation on the 27th. We have no other meetings planned at this stage. If indeed the plenary does require us to reconvene and to take care of any particular business, we will do so. We will advertise the dates that are available and the times on our usual rotation that are available, and we will reconvene later in our in the life of the total CCWG if need be. So, yes, it is a possibility that whilst we take a formal break from today's
may be the last time we meet in teleconference mode. It won't be the last time we meet per se, of course, because we will be meeting in plenary, and we will also be meeting in and reporting to the face-to-face meeting that is coming up at ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi. So with that, can I assure you, Cavus, that I will, as I always do, go through the normal thanks at the wrap-up of any meeting. But before we do that, I will be calling for any other business. Is there any other business other than our normal courtesies that run at the end of the meeting that anyone wishes to raise on today's call? At the moment. Not hearing anyone making an intervention and not seeing any hands. Let's wrap up today's call now. And as I bring this meeting to a close, I wanted to obviously make my usual thanks, but with a little extra special asterisk on either side of it, to everybody who has attended today's call. I really do, and Stephen Farsi and I really do appreciate the stalwart work that those of you who are our regulars, our core group, have put in our process and the development of our documentation. It is something we do deeply appreciate. I also would like to formally thank the fantastic support we get from our ICANN staff, and in particular, something that is of only recent times, thank our captioners for the enormous value they have contributed to our record taking. And our ability to, in my case, when audio is not always good, be able to follow what is being said by people, in many cases when they're able to listen to have more clarity in what's being articulated, being a huge boon, and we really do appreciate it, and we'd like to think, or certainly I would like to think, someone who's interested in the accessibility of what ICANN does and how easily people in all sorts of circumstances can contribute, that this captioning will be something you'll see as standard in just about every online meeting that comes one day. With that said, I think we'll wrap up our thanks and wrap up our meeting and stop the recording and look forward to meeting you all in plenary. Obviously, our list will stay alive, and with that, talk to you on the mailing list, talk to you in plenary, and bye for now. Thank you.